and we're just going to go on the air. It's Gravely Gertie.
Again?
It's Gravely Gertie joining us. Here we go, folks. This is Speedway City USA coming at you, folks. Stand by. Hold on tight.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all. About the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His
daddy made... This is Harold. You're listening to Speedway City USA. Damn it. Hey, Gravely Gertie, you there, honey?
Yeah, I am, and I'm just so exhausted trying to catch that damn turkey all day.
Yeah.
What are you chasing a turkey for?
Well, it's getting close to Christmas. I got to pick one out, you know. I think you guys must have been chasing the turkey, haven't you?
No, there's lots of turkeys are running around here.
Well, that's what I mean.
That doesn't even count,
Pete. Picked out ready for the chopping block?
Oh, yeah, I got my axe all sharpened up.
Oh, my God, the poor thing. I wonder if George will maybe give it a suspended sentence.
Just gotta remember, honey. Get the turkey with the feathers. Don't cut the other turkey's head off.
The turkey's got feathers?
Yeah, well.
Not the ones
that's
I've
how
been
they
looking
come.
At.
They come with flowers. The feathers on there.
Bald as bald eagles.
Bald as bald eagles.
Yeah.
You're getting your turkey from a weird place there, honey.
Oh, what do I know? I'm getting old, you know, and feeble. It's kind of
tough
getting around.
Time passes by.
It does. It sure does.
Hey, Gravely Gertie, you wants to hear one of the Christmas the carols that we got put together?
I do, I certainly do.
Well...
Okay, we're going to do it.
You're in for a treat, honey. Here come.
I can hardly wait.
Harold got run over by a buck deer, walking to the lodge on Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as justice. As for me and Leroy, we believe he's been drinking too much eggnog.
Yes, I do.
And we beg him not to go.
With a little catnip in it.
But he forgot his medication, and he staggered out the door into the snow.
Yes, I did.
When we found him Christmas morning at the scene of the attack.
This is a true story, folks.
He had hoof prints on his forehead and an notice from Cabela's on his back. Harold got run over by a buck deer, walking to the lodge on Christmas Eve.
Happened last year.
You can say there's no such thing as justice. As for me and Leroy, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Sparky. He got over this so well. He's at the lodge still watching NASCAR with Widow Humpa smashing raising hell. It ain't Christmas without Harold. Wild tries getting back on track. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up his gifts or send them back?
Don't send them back.
Well, nobody had a dad burn good use for a rutabaga wall hanging. Or a macrame scarf made from rutabaga vines. He did try smoking rutabaga leaf one time, but Sheriff Johnson says it wasn't good for his health being a cold, dark jail cell. Dang that, Harold. Why'd he let that buck nail him in the head like that? Thank the Lord for Cabela's, though, and their crossbow section. If they wasn't out practicing that night, who knows what that buck might have done to old Harold. They done saved his life, I tell you.
Yeah, they did.
Sure, they did.
I still get them migrainy headaches, though.
I've had that.
Yeah. Well, that's one of Carburetor County's top Christmas carols.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, could I buy that in a 78 LP?
I'll send you one of them vinyl copies of that, Gravel Gertie.
I don't think I got anything to play that on. Is that the kind of things you throw up in the air and you skeet it?
You shoot them, they cry.
You fling it up in the air, and then you get your
boom.
Your double barrel, and you try. And does it make a noise then?
Yeah,
could
it's
I hear
not,
the
you
whole
get
song?
Your over and under. You can also use black powder to do that.
Black powder?
Yeah.
Yeah, them black powder rifles.
Oh.
You gotta
stuff
them.
You know, I'm so behind the times, it's just pitiful. It's pitiful.
So behind the times, you're behind the times when black powder was popular.
Yeah, but I lived a very sheltered life when I was young.
I heard tell of that. I
yeah,
think when
well,
you was young,
it did
all
get
you had
around
to,
some.
We all you had to play
was
button and a string.
Know.
Wasn't that what you had to play with, a button and a string?
That's exactly right.
That was a poor, poor childhood.
That was the only present I ever got was a button and a string. And I used to just twirl it around, and it used to, you know, pull it back and forth, and it used to sing, and I'd whistle along with it.
Well, all I got to play with was a bunch of old dead pig's eyes and some fish scales and then some mouse pelts.
Oh, you just got to one-up me, don't you?
Everybody need to have a hobby.
Oh,
yeah, well,
God.
Them pig's eyes is fun.
Pig's eyes, well, God, I probably could have had a ball with pig's eyes, but a button and a string? I mean, golly.
You just can't pop a button and a string like you can a pig's eye.
Well, I guess not. Well, anyhow, you two, I want
yes,
you
ma'am.
All to have a very Merry Christmas.
We're going to try.
You too, Gravity Gertie.
And you guys stay out of trouble.
We'll try that too.
If you can. And if you can't, just mention my name and I'm sure they'll let you go.
Yeah, we'll try that. We'll see. But you know what? If we ever get down to Wapakoneta, Ohio, I think we're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think so.
Well, anyhow, you all take care. We'll
Thank
be
you.
Talking at you another time.
Thank you for
yes,
calling
ma'am.
There, Gravely.
It's been my pleasure.
We
Cheerio.
We always like
Bye,
hearing
ma'am.
From you.
We'll always love calling, too.
Well, you's always welcome around here at the cabin.
Oh, that's nice to know. Good night now.
Good night, Abby.
Good night,
Wow, what a treat. Gravity Gertie calling.
Yeah, she likes to check in. She won't make sure we ain't incarcerated or nothing.
Well, that's a good thing, because sometimes we need to be incarcerated.
Well, we need to be checked up on sometimes.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, honey.
What happened?
Well, honey, there was this racing last week.
Yeah, there was a little bit of racing going on, trickling around.
Yeah, there's this racing down at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Well, maybe
mm-hmm.
not Charlotte, but it was in Charlotte City.
Uh-huh.
They'd be racing indoors.
Oh, I heard tell that.
It's the craziest darn thing I ever seen. They's got
uh-huh.
got a whole alphabet of races down there. They's had themselves a C-Main, and there's
Not
a gentleman by the name of Kyle Kowichinski. He were the winner. And then they had themselves a B-Main. And Spencer Waters, he flooded them out.
He flooded them just like water coming down from the mountain. Hit it up, Harold.
Yeah, I just had a fur ball there. Then they had an A-Main, and this boy by the name of Randy Burnett, he was the winner. Then they have a top dog race, and Leroy won.
He did not. He would not even enter. I don't even think Leroy would qualify.
No, Leroy's a little slow. You just go walking around on a three leg and one duct tape leg and just having a hard time. He'd have a hard time cornering.
Well, he lives the life of a dog.
But old Bryce Gandy, he were your winner.
I mind him.
He was your winner.
I mind. He was around here once before, wasn't he?
Yeah, he were on one of them other shows on
I
here
think
on
so.
Race
I heard
Talking Radio.
I heard tell of him. That's
yeah.
right.
And Nicky Hoffman, he were second. He don't even shave yet. And he was finishing
wow.
second.
He's a youngin'.
He's a youngin'. Matthew Godley, he was third. And Spencer Waters were fourth. And Rick Terrell were fifth. But there was a gentleman by the name of Cody Severance, and it say that he went to Dairy Queen instead of running.
I think he was getting himself a dilly bar. I think that's...
Yeah, he was out getting a dilly bar, and they started the race, and he weren't there, and they just say, DQ. He went to DQ.
He went to the DQ just
yeah.
a little bit too late
yeah.
for the top dog
just,
race, the fifth lap.
He just didn't get out there to race with them other top dogs.
No, that's what happens. You want to be the top dog, you got to stay away from that DQ.
Yes, that's for sure, that's for sure.
Still full of dilly bars, you ain't doing too much but sit around licking dilly.
Yes, that's for sure, that's for sure. Well, this is racing next week at Cricket's Arena again, so that'll be a fun one.
I think it will. I think we should pack our bags and get on down there.
Yeah, get on down there. We won't do that.
Get on down there.
Yeah, they're going to. There's one of these weeks, they's giving away something called an ATV Honda Recon. I don't know what that is.
A Recon.
A Recon.
I know the Recon. I know the Recon. I know the Recon. That there's a mighty fine machine. It's going to be real handy around here on the farm.
Well, we're going to have to go out there when they're having that race, Dan, and we're going to have to win us a Recon, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Would it help you?
I think that come that model come after the Rincon, and it probably came after the Foreman.
Would it carry lots of rutabaga?
I think it would. You all hook a trailer on up to that, you're going to be hauling rutabagas from morning till sunset.
That could be good stuff.
I think it would be.
Now, we's gonna have
as long
to,
as you don't stop and make macrame.
We's going to have to pay attention when they racing and having them giveaways. Because they give away stuff.
I like giving away stuff. I like getting the giving away stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to have to keep an eye on that.
I but think so.
That sounds like a good time.
Make mind of that.
Indoor racing.
Indoor racing.
What
you
are they,
can't beat that.
What are they going to think of next?
I'm not sure.
Maybe they're going to have indoor plumbing next.
Oh, I don't say that, Harold.
Well, you never
what
know.
What happens?
You never know. Never know.
Yeah.
Be a good idea, because it gets cold out there this time of year.
Well, that's true. If you all don't have indoor plumbing, you're going to be getting a little bit of frost on the pumpkin.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that were the race from this year. We's going to take a break, and when we's come back, we're going to have a race from yesteryear. Because we like to talk about racing that was a long time ago. But every time we go to break tonight, we's going to have more of a Carburetor County Christmas caroling.
I think we should be having this album available for the general public.
Well, I think that's a good idea. We're going to have to do something about that. People just can't get no fine Christmas musics no more. I was there.
I know. They just ain't doing anything good lately.
I was there at the general store, and just some of the stuff you see. They had
down at Johnson's Mercantile?
Yeah, they had one there that was by somebody called Twisted Sister. And I don't got no sister, but I don't know. But I was looking at that, and there was this weird-looking guy in the front with hair all over the place, and he was singing Christmas tune. They just don't know Christmas tune like we know Christmas tune here in the Carburetor County.
No, sir.
So we're just going to play some Copper Inter County Christmas Carol for you folks. We'll be right back with the retro race from way back. You're listening to Speedway City, USA, damn it.
Aim it. Oh, Harold.
You can count on me.
Like a bad penny, Harold, I couldn't get that lucky to have you ever leave.
Please have Snow and Mildred's toes and bosom by the tree.
Oh, Harold, you've been messing with that old widow humping snatch again, ain't you?
Christmas Eve, you'll find me shipping my cat, Daddy.
Well, the one thing you can't count on in life is you and your cat daddy, Harold.
Oh, me home for Christmas, dammit.
Oh, Harold. Harold, you are just the finest thing this side of the sales bin at Johnson's Mercantile.
Merry Christmas, everybody, from Beauty and me here at the cabin to all of you.
Santa, I know I promised I'd be good last year after all the things that I did. I'm really sorry that I ate all your cookies and spilled your milk and then chased the reindeer. I didn't mean to frighten the elves and run away with Mrs. Claus's apron while she was making gingerbread cookies for the children and then make you run through the yellow snow to catch me. But I do have a fresh batch of Razor Dog's t-shirts ready to go, and since your sleigh is stuck on the roof and Rudolph has been scared off by my barking, you can order yours at my website, racerdogs.com. Your friend, Carbon Supersport, official spokespup of racerdogs.com, because dogs like to go fast too. Oh, and Santa, if I put a blinking red light on my nose, can I pull your sleigh?
Over 150,000 troops will be spending their holiday season away from the ones they love. Before you get those holiday gift grab bags set up this year, may I suggest a gift that will keep giving for years to come? Operation Helmet provides shock-absorbing helmet inserts for our brave men and women in uniform. They are proven to reduce the rate of brain injuries due to blast forces encountered in action. Does Uncle Harry really need that chia pet that looks like Elmer Fudd? Will Aunt Clara really use that chocolate fountain? Or will it sit in some closet until next year's garage sale? And just how many fish ties does Dad really want? Instead of buying gifts that no one really needs, make a gift donation to Operation Helmet in their name instead. There is a current backlog of soldiers ready to redeploy that could use this gift of life. Please help by going to operation-helmet.org to make your tax-deductible donation today. And happy holidays from all of us at racetalkradio.com.
Harold, welcome back to Speedway City, USA.
sitting home with a month old child. Dang me.
Dang me.
Dang me.
They ought to take a rope and hang me.
Yes, indeed.
From the highest tree.
Woman, did you weep for me? Yeah, that's for sure. They tried to hang me one time.
Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys.
That was not good.
Well, you obviously made it.
Yeah, I love this song.
Tree!
He sing kind of like I do.
Yeah, at least he can.
I can't hit that high note even if I stand on a step stool. Anyway, folks,
I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me.
Dang me.
Dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me.
Don't do that, folks. That ended the show real fast.
Woman, would you eat? Man, you always been well hung, Harold.
I think I'm going to blush down, huh?
Open a tree.
There you go. Well, that was a good song. He does some fine picking and grinning stuff, don't he?
Oh, he's just a fine picker and singer.
Yeah. I wonder if he'd do a rendition of our Carburetor County Christmas carols.
Well, I think it's a tax flat, Harold. I think man's done passed on.
He passed what?
I think he's done passed on.
Done passed on? He passed on doing the Carburetor County Christmas carols?
No, Mr. Roger Miller has done passed on to the other side.
Next county?
No, a little bit further than that, Harold.
Down in Carolina?
No, the man's dead, Harold. He's deader than a doornail. He ain't alive no more. The man is done walking hand in hand with Jesus now. Damn it, Harold.
How you get good reservation?
2x4 with a nail in it.
How you get good reservation like that to walk with Jesus?
You have to just lead yourself a fine life and be kind, do kind to others as you'd want others to do to you. And y'all make sure you pet your dog every day.
That's a good idea. I always pat Leroy. And I rub his
you
tummy.
You ought to.
Rub his tummy sometime, too. He likes
he
that.
He does like that.
He starts
he
kicking.
He likes that a whole bunch.
He starts kicking, and that leg start flapping, and I got to put more duct tape on. Well, last year, when I got kicked by that buck on Christmas Eve, I thought I saw this man in these red tights. And it were getting awfully warm, real warm. And that boy, he was walking in, and he had this pitchfork. And then there's this light, and I just walked toward the light, and next thing you know, he were gone.
What do you expect to happen?
I don't know.
Maybe the train was coming, Harold. Did
That's
you ever
no
think
good.
Of that?
That's no good at all.
I know.
I don't even think we're on the air right now, honey.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
Maybe.
That ain't no good.
Old Spark Plug, he said he can't hear us.
Well,
we's gonna...
Probably wouldn't be the first time.
Maybe we're gonna turn this thing off. Because there's buttons flashing now. I'm going to turn this off, and then we're going to turn it back on, and we're just going to start back where we did.
Where was we?
I've got no idea. Hold on here. We're going to stop this thing and start it over again. God. This is Harold. I think it's working again, Beauty.
Well, I don't know what the hell happened. I think the rats was chewing on the strings again.
Yeah, that might have been, but we're sorry, folks. We just was talking about the devil, then the next thing you know, poof, well, we're gone.
You just can't tempt fate like that, Harold. That should be a lesson to you.
Yes, for sure, that's for sure. But anyway, that boy in the red tights, he just disappeared. I think I know where he go.
Where'd he go?
He went to cheer on Morgan Shepherd. Because Roger Miller's with Jesus.
He did not, Harold.
Well, that's... I don't know.
You're just making things up again.
Maybe so. Well, folks, we're so glad you stuck around to listen to us. We don't know what happened.
Except it was the rats, Harold.
Was it the rats? Well, I see.
It was the rats chewing on that string between the tin cans.
Well, that's my fault, then. Because I put some peanut butter on the string because I read somewhere that helps you get better receptions. And they must have sniffed it, and they must have licked it, and next thing you know, they just bit through it.
That's what happens. You know, sometimes when you're rubbing your strings on cheese, it kind of attracts the vermin.
Well, we got some new string, folks, so we's all better. We's all back. We's going to take a quick break, folks, and when we come back, we's going to be talking about a race from way back in 1955. You're listening to Speedway City, USA. We'll be back.
Harold got run over by a buck steer, walking to the lodge on Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as justice. As for me and Leroy, we believe he's been drinking too much eggnog, and we beg him not to go. But he forgot his medication, and he staggered out the door into the snow. When we found him Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, he had hoof prints on his forehead and an Otis from Cabela's on his back. Harold got run over by a buck deer walking to the lodge on Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as justice. As for me and Leroy, we believe now we're all so proud of Sparky. He got over this so well. He's at the lodge still watching NASCAR with Widow Humpa snatching raisin hail. It ain't Christmas without Harold. Wild tries getting back on track, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up his gifts or send them back? Well, nobody had a dad burn good use for a rutabaga wall hanging. Or a macrame scarf made from rutabaga vines. He did try smoking rutabaga leaves one time, but Sheriff Johnson says it wasn't good for his health being a cold, dark jail cell. Dang that, Harold. Why'd he let that buck nail him in the head like that? Thank the Lord for Cabela's, though, and their crossbow section. If they wasn't out practicing that night, who knows what that buck might have done to old Harold. They done saved his life, I tell you. Yes, sir, they did.
I think Harold done passed out.
On behalf of everybody here at RaceTalkRadio.com,
Tom, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for helping make our very first year a resounding success. We appreciate you tuning into all of our shows and for listening to our archives if you were otherwise occupied during our live air programming. Stay tuned for even more opportunities in 2007 to scratch your racing itch, including additional shows and podcasts. This is Carbon Supersport, and for everyone here at Race Talk Radio, please drive safe when you're out Christmas shopping and visiting your friends and relatives, and we wish you the merriest Christmas ever, and all the best in the new year.
I'm still here. I can't hardly hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, you're just kind of like talking from the bottom of a well somewhere.
Uh-oh. I hope we aren't having more problems.
There you are.
Is that
now
bad?
Now you're back.
That's good.
You got to speak into the microphone, Harold.
This is a song that he wrote about Casey Keene. Engine number nine. Spitfire.
I think the whole world is possessed tonight. I really do. I swear.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's a mighty shame being so close to the Christmas time.
Roger Miller's still dead?
Yeah, he ain't coming back, Harold. He's pretty much gone now.
That's too bad, because I wanted to see if he wanted to do a Christmas duet with you.
Well, we might still be able to arrange it. They do all kinds of weird, funkified things nowadays with them, their music singers.
Yeah, that's for
They're
sure.
They're mixing up dead ones with live ones.
That's for sure. Anyway, folks, that were the Casey Keene song, Engine Number 9.
It's like the Spitfire song.
When in six races. In 2006. Well, that don't rhyme. Anyway, folks, we just gave you a race from this year. Now we're going to give you one from yesteryear. Way back in 1955.
That's right, 1955.
And we's always talking about dirt track racing, because we like our dirt track racing.
We sure enough do. That's why they invented Tide.
Yeah, but way back when, you know, all these dirt track races usually a small place. But at Memphis, Arkansas Speedway, down in Lehigh, Arkansas, they were a mile and a half dirt track. Like a
super, weren't that an old horse track?
A super speedway track. You know it.
That weren't a horse track?
It was a horse track. It was a, but it
yeah,
were
it
like
a horse track.
It were like a super speedway dirt track. Mile and a half. Old Speedy Thompson, he went. He doesn't have no that many fans, though, back in the day.
Why do you think that, Harold?
Because they didn't like his number. Just didn't look good on the back of their shirts. Big 297.
Yeah,
297.
That's a lot of numbers.
That was a lot of numbers. Weren't like that Kiki Hoffer guy with all the 300s. Which made sense.
Kiki Hoffer?
Kiki Hoffer, yeah. Carla Kiki Hoffer. Don't you remember him?
No, not really, Harold. You're going to have to refresh my mind.
Carl Kiki Hoffer, the guys that, the Flock Boys, they drew for him.
I swear, Harold.
That was the boy that had 300 on all his cars.
He had more cars than you wouldn't believe. He were Jack Roush before Jack Roush was Jack Roush.
You think he was?
Well, he sure had enough cars. One, two,
I'm
three,
so confused,
four.
Caroline, just gonna blow my brains out.
He had four cars way back in there.
Can you pass me the sharp knives, please? I'm gonna pretty much end it right now.
Yeah.
I can't take no more, Harold. I need me some Cat Daddy really bad. I need me something real bad.
Yeah, well, save that for the nog, honey.
I reckon I'm right. Carry on.
Old Speedy Thompson, he win.
We heard that, Harold.
It must have been raining that day.
I know, because he was sponsored by them Mercury outboards.
Yeah, you were fast with Mercury outboard on the back of the car, just spitting him down in straight away.
Like something else. Them big old blades just a-slicing through the dirt.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, Marvin.
Sure eat up gears.
Marvin Panch, he were second. And they both had the same owner, too.
They did so.
But it weren't that
How come they're like 1,000 numbers different between their car numbers?
I don't know.
100.
Maybe they done
that
do,
just don't make
do
sense.
Lots of math. But they was key. They wasn't owned by Kiki Hoffer, no. They was owned by
no.
DiPaolo. And DiPaolo had so many cars, he were Rick Hendrick before there was Rick Hendrick.
Oh, yeah? Was he involved with Honda, too?
No, he was a Ford man.
I see.
And he never bribed nobody, neither.
Well, that's a good man, Mr. DiPaolo.
Yeah. Marvin Panch, we're second. I mentioned Speedy Thompson, he win.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned that 2 or 3 times now, Harold. I'm reaching for the scissors.
Marvin Panch, we're second.
Stop me before I hurt myself, Harold.
Jimmy.
Did I remind you that Christmas is a-coming?
Yeah.
Did I tell you Christmas time is a-coming? Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. Gonna blow my brains out now.
That ain't a very
fast... Ruin, Harold.
That ain't a
fast... Damn it. I just don't know what to do at this point, Harold. You just keep on bumping your gums, I'll be fine.
That weren't a real festive Christmas tune, honey.
Well, what can I say?
I just don't think the young'uns should be singing that song and then using the shotgun.
Well, I reckon what I'm a-singing's probably a whole heck of a lot better than what they's a-singing.
Yeah, it's probably a... Jimmy Macy, he were third.
How about Massey?
Well, that might be it. He was driving for Hubert Westmoreland.
That ain't that hard to say. Westmoreland.
And his son, Hubert Westmoreland's son, grew up to be a general.
He did? I did not know that.
Neither did I. Tim Frock, he were fourth. I think I'm having a flashback to that buck deer. Bob Flock, he were fifth. What the Flock were sixth?
What about that Fonty Flock fella, that little short guy?
You were in the race somewhere, I think. No, he took the race
to
off.
To the body whack, boy.
Oh, he was way down there. He were 39.
Like he was a knuckle dragger.
Yeah, he were first. First at the start and 39 at the finish. That's
what
not
about
a very
Flick
good
a Flock?
Thing.
Where'd she finish?
Flicker Flock, he got shot.
This here was a horse track. You know that, Harold. Flick a Flock, she must have been a clopping around some horse.
Yeah.
Men following her with a pail and a broom.
I think she finished right after What the Flock. Buck Baker, he was
yeah,
six.
I wouldn't bat.
Buck Baker was mm-hmm. six. Jimmy LaWallen were seven. Ralph Ligurio, ye. He were eight. I like to have a good Liguri sometimes.
Yeah, you just don't never forget to whip, Harold.
Them's those big, long noodles. Them's as good. Dink Wittenhouse, he were nine. He was one of my favorite drivers back then.
Well, you had a lot in common.
I said, go buy them, Dink! She drove B-29. Bobby Wellburn, he were 10. Lee Petty were 11, and Bill Blair were 12. Another one of my favorite drivers were 13. Hooker Hood!
Mr. Hooker Hood.
He was a good one. Anyway, folk, that were the race from way back in 1955.
One thing you did not mention, Harold, was that Mr. Jim Reed done went and got himself a dilly bar.
He got himself a dilly bar? Yeah.
He sure enough did. He went to the DQ also in his 55 Chevrolet.
Yeah, that was smarter than Ted Kennedy, because he got a piston.
They ain't
as tasty as dilly bars.
But did you know that in the winter time, if you hold up a piston and touch your tongue on it, it's going to stick? Now, there ain't no enough Lucas Oil products in the world going to unstick that one.
Now, how do you do that when the motor's running?
Well, you don't have to do it. You do it when you're, like, overhauling it.
Oh, I understand, honey. I understand now.
If you want to re-bore something.
Re-what?
Bore, like a hog. Remember you said the wild boar, just kind of like that Mr. Greenfeller from Owensboro? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, I remember that.
He weren't in the race, though.
No, he weren't in the race, but, you know, I don't even know what we're talking about at this point, Harold. Pull that string tighter.
Ain't got to
get the rats away from it.
Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And we got another one of our favorite carburetor kind of Christmas carols for you. You're listening to Speedway City USA. We'll be back. Damn it. Just filling this harmonic orchestra, everybody, just like the big city. I saw beauty kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe's toes last night.
And he done smelled like a polecat.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. Thought I was drinking Cat Daddy in peace.
Oh, you just had too much Cat Daddy last night.
I saw beauty tickling Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a left it been if beauty only seen that Sparky he were Santa Claus last night.
I thought something was strange. He had to get himself a stepladder just to look me in the eye.
But just Christmas like filling his harmonic orchestra. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Dear Santa, I know I promised I'd be good last year after all the things that I did. I'm really sorry that I ate all your cookies and spilled your milk and then chased the reindeer. I didn't mean to frighten the elves and run away with Mrs. Claus's apron while she was making gingerbread cookies for the children and then make you run through the yellow snow to catch me. But I do have a fresh batch of Racer Dog's t-shirts ready to go, and since your sleigh is stuck on the roof, and Rudolph has been scared off by my barking. You can order yours at my website, racerdogs.com. Your friend, Carbon Super Sport, official spokespop of racerdogs.com, because dogs like to go fast too. Oh, and Santa, if I put a blinking red light on my nose, can I pull your sleigh?
Hot Jackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you'll find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but Hot Jackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jacket, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job.
Welcome back, folks, to Speedway City, USA. This is Harold. Beauty's on the underside of the cabin. And guess who's here, everybody? While we was listening to Christmas, the carols, old Sparky came over. How's it going, Spark?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's getting close to Christmas time, so I'm having a feeling about how it felt to get kicked by that old butt last year.
Right in the old head.
I just want to thank you for saving my life, though, Sparks.
Oh, that's okay.
You
still have a little bit of frostbite in that left hand.
Yeah, but you hadn't sent peoples out looking for me and then comes out looking, I don't know where I might be today.
Well, I sent them one direction and I got lucky in the other.
Yeah, that worked, son.
Miss Beulie, you look very nice this evening.
Well, thank you. I fixed myself up because I knowed you was coming on over.
Well, that's very nice. Sorry about that power outage.
Well, you know, things happen. Y'all just, you're living out here in the sticks. Anything's bound to happen. You think things is going right, just give it time.
Well, Jessup Yoder wanted everybody to live like the Amish.
Yeah.
I had to put my foot down and said, no way.
Well, them Amish people, they don't know how to party neither. They ain't got no cat daddy.
No. They make their own eggnog. Take them old cups out there and milk them cows and sip it down.
Yeah, I tried to milk the cow over at the Johnson's place one time, and they told me they don't got no cow. They just got a bull. No wonder it was so hard to milk.
You did figure that out.
It was awfully hard to milk that son of a gun, I'm telling you.
Well, maybe it wasn't a buck that kicked you.
Well, I get kicked a lot. I don't understand.
Well, Harold, you always have been about as useful as teats on a bull.
They weren't very useful at all.
That ain't useful at all.
That ain't useful at all. Anyway, folks.
Miss Beulie, you decorate real nice.
Well, thank you. I just been fixing everything up, and we got our jingle bells a-going, and we just got to find our way into the spirit somehow, and that ain't mean with a cork in a bottle.
Well, I like that stocking that you got there, Harold.
Well, I darned the hole back in the toe. Remember the one that you was wearing when you was over here? You needed one of them there socks because you kept blowing a hole in the end of it?
Yeah.
Well, that's your thing hanging on up.
Still need it.
I darned it.
Oh. Yeah, there's that stain. You didn't get the stain out, did you?
No, well, I tried everything. I tried borax and horax and you name it, and I tried rubbing it on in, and it just ain't never going to come out.
Well, that's from that same bull that Harold was talking about.
You all do hang out in the weirdest places.
Well, he didn't show up at the lodge. Again.
Well, I was just out there trying to see what I could see, and, you know, it was a nice night, and I just don't understand. I don't know where am I?
Well, you skipped it. This was the night we were supposed to talk about our ex-girlfriends, and you just skipped it.
Well, that wouldn't take me too long, though.
Well, you made me tell the story. That was embarrassing.
You told a story.
I'd like to hear that story.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, I would so.
Oh, that's all the time we got tonight, folks. We got to get going. Oh, no, we got to give them another 10 minutes of radio show. Oh, no.
How are we going to do that?
Well, I think I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. That's all I know.
Well, ain't going to be the first time.
No, that wouldn't be the first time. Oh, Beauty, it's time to fix up some vittles.
Are you saving yourself on that?
Nice recipes. Yeah, he sure enough did, didn't
he? I'm trying, Sparky. Work with me here, boy.
Yeah, it was a funny story, but it is embarrassing.
Well,
like to hear that story.
Well, folks, it's time to go. That's it. That's time for the show. Oh, wait a minute. We got another 9 minutes to go.
Trying.
Well, I'll get on with my recipe.
I want some vittles. I'm hungry, honey.
Well, since we are in festive spirit here to a certain extent, I thought I'd make myself some fruitcake. And this is a fruitcake that, you can have your favorite chopped candies and fruits in it. And it makes a fruitcake that's almost as exciting and has more personality than Matt Kenseth.
There's festering spirits around here? No wonder
there's
that.
There's festering spirits.
That's what I smelled. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought that was Leroy.
We get it from the poltergeist, do we?
I thought Leroy got it.
Poltergeist?
You said spirits. Spooky.
Oh, I don't like that.
Festering spirits, them stinky ones. And I thought Leroy just got into the baked beans again.
That does happen.
Yes, he's every once in a while, you know, some dogs, they're smart. They can catch a frisbee in the mouth. Other dogs are smart. They can open a door. Old Leroy learned how to use a can opener.
He don't even have thumbs.
That's why it's such a trick. Anyway, what you got for vittles tonight, honey?
Well, this fruitcake recipe I'm trying to tell you about, you're going to take one package of spice cake mix, one package of instant lemon pudding mix, 2/3 of a cup of apricot nectar, 1/4 cup of your favorite moonshine, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil.
How many cups of hector?
4 large eggs. Pardon me, Harold?
There's hector in this recipe?
No, nectar, like nectar of the gods, except it's from an apricot. 4 large eggs, 1 cup of chopped dates, 1/2 cup of chopped candied cherries, and 1/2 cup of chopped candied pineapple, and 1 cup of chopped walnuts.
How many rutabagas?
Ain't going to have no rutabagas in this, Harold. So you're going to take a large mixing bowl and combine the cake mix, the pudding mix, the apricot nectar, 1/4 of a cup of moonshine, and vegetable oil. And you're going to beat on medium speed until the batter is smooth, and that's about 2 minutes of beating.
Medium speed last night.
We're going to start beating you, Harold.
Put a big lump up beside my head.
Well, it's going to happen again. Y'all don't watch yourself. You're going to add your eggs one at a time, beating each after you add them. So you're just going to add them and beat them. You know, it's pretty simple stuff. Then you're going to fold in the chopped nuts and fruits and turn the batter onto a generously greased and floured 10-inch tube pan.
Every time I try to fold a nut, they snap in half. Makes a mess.
Well, these are nuts in a large quantity, and you fold them into your batter. You bake it at 350 degrees for about 50 minutes or until you put toothpick tip. test tin and it comes out done. Then you're going to cool it for 15 minutes in the pan and then move it to a rack to cool it.
I ain't never taken no toothpaste.
Toothpick. It's a hunk of wood, Harold.
I ain't never taken no toothpick test.
Well, it's pretty easy to do. You just stick a toothpick in your cake to see if it comes out clean. And you're going to wrap and store this in the refrigerator for about 24 hours before you serve it. That brings out the best flavor in it.
What do you
and you're
going
to have
on that toothpick and it ain't clean anymore? Then how
well,
do you
then
know?
You just get a new one, Harold.
You're going to give
gonna
it a little place? Hickory taste?
Well, you can use a hickory toothpick if you really want to. I don't know what wood they're making them out of nowadays, but hickory does sound nice.
Is it Harold's used hickory toothpick?
We'd maybe sell that on eBay.
That would be good. I autographed it for you.
Hey, I'm buying.
Just put
we're
going to
make a glaze now for this here cake, and you're going to combine 2 to 3 tablespoons of moonshine and 1 cup of confectioner's sugar together, and then you're just going to drizzle this over the fruitcake before serving, if you'd like to do that. It tastes
good.
How
many rutabagas in the glaze?
Ain't not one of them, Harold. Not one of them.
You're
to
addicted,
follow
brother.
Up, we're going to make us some eggnog shine.
Rutabagas
what do you think
is my life.
Like? We're going to have eggnog shine, and you're going to take 12 eggs, 3 pints of heavy cream, 1 cup of granulated sugar, a little bit of nutmeg, and 1 cup of Cat Daddy Carolina moonshine, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt.
How do you granulate your sugar?
It comes that way, Harold, right from the sugar cane. You're going to beat your yolks until you're light in color, and you're going to slowly add the moonshine, and you just keep on beating them yolks while you're adding the moonshine. You speed them at a slow speed. And chill that for about 3 hours.
Now, you add the moonshine to you or the batter?
To the batter. To the yolks, Harold. To the yolks. Moonshine and yolks is what you're building here. And then you're going to add the salt to the egg whites because you're going to be separating them. And you beat that till you get them nice fluffy peaks. And then you fold the whipped cream into the yolk mixture and then fold in the beaten egg whites and you chill that for 1 hour.
What kind of bird are you used for that?
I'd say pterodactyl, Harold.
They got a fluffy beak.
And then you serve that with nutmeg sprinkled on the top. And for a thinner mixture, you add about 1 or 2 cups of milk to that. You can serve that in a punch bowl or another big bowl.
I don't want that.
Quite a long wait.
I don't want none of that. I don't like meg. I don't want that nutty meg on my stuff. She's no.
Well, that's just tough. Are you going to get it anyway?
She's no fun. Old Nutty Meg down the block, she ain't no fun.
That's true. She ain't
fun. I swear, you're all dancing on my last nerve, the both of you.
Hey, I've been a good boy.
It's supposed to be Christmas time, and we're supposed to be enjoying ourselves, eating and drinking here, this eggnog shine and my fruity cake, and all y'all can talk about is Nutmeg down the road.
She ain't nice.
Pass the cat baby here. Maybe if you gave her some Cat Daddy, she'd not be so nutmeg.
I'm going to start my Cat Daddy myself. Where's that bottle? I can't take it no more.
You ask good questions, Harold.
Well, I'm just trying to keep the folks at home understanding everything.
I'm just going to sit here and drink. I can't take no more.
Food looks good, though.
Yeah. She always so ladylike, too, when she drinks.
She sure is.
See what I mean?
That's right. You just gonna sit here and drink the whole bottle of Cat Daddy. I just can't take it no more. You gonna hide all the sharp objects? Hide all them rats. Give me the crossbow. I'll get rid of them rats right before your very eyes. Gonna make rat shish kebab out of the whole damn works of them. They gonna keep messing with my surfer net.
Yeah. Hell, Sparky! Sparky!
Hey.
Did you hear our other Christmas carol?
Which one?
I'm going to play it for you again.
She's related to Nutmeg, Christmas Carol.
Yeah. I'm going to play it for you again.
All right.
We just got to get Beulie back in the Festus of Mood.
Yeah,
well,
we do.
Well, it's going to take a lot more than that, Harold.
Sweet.
Oh, Harold. Like a bad penny, Harold, I couldn't get that lucky to have you ever leave.
Please have Snow and Mildred's toes and bosom by the tree.
Oh, Harold, you've been messing with that old widow humping snatch again, ain't you?
Christmas Cat Daddy.
Well, the one thing you can count on in life is you and your cat daddy, Harold.
Oh, me home for Christmas, dammit.
Oh, Harold.
Next to my darling beauty.
Oh, Harold, you are just the finest thing this side of the sail's been at Johnson's Mercantile.
Song always get her in a good mood.
I can't take no more.
That's such a sweet song.
Yeah.
You're such a romantic man, Harold.
It come from the heart, I'm telling you.
It sounded
it
like
did.
It.
Yeah. I think so.
It done. It done.
It sound...
I think so. I just don't know, Harold.
Sounds like it came from somewhere real deep.
Yes. Deep, all right.
Deep within.
Yeah, we try, we try.
I need a candy cane.
Got a rutabaga flavored candy cane for you, honey.
I don't think that would do. I'd like a peppermint one, please. If y'all could pass that over here. Thank you.
Where's your phone book, Harold?
Phone book?
Yeah, I need the phone book.
What for?
Look up a rutabaga nominis. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, they got a 12-step program for that. Did you know that?
I know it.
Well,
looking them up.
First step.
Sign you up for it.
First step, you put your right foot in.
Take your right foot out.
Second step, you put your right foot out. Third step, you put your right foot in. And the fourth step, you shake it all about. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's a hokey-pokey. That's not the 12-step program. Anyway, folks, it's just a nice Christmassy-looking days in the cabin here. It's just so festive and bright.
It smells like evergreen trees.
That's for sure.
Or maybe that's little trees.
Well, I don't know.
Whatever's over there hanging by that toilet.
Yeah.
Over there by the spittoon.
Yeah, that's
true. That's little trees, ain't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't we just decorate that thing instead of cut down a live one?
That's probably going to be quicker, too.
We'll just draw dots on it and put like a spotlight on it. And hang it on that toilet handle flusher thing, and it won't be in the way.
You hear what happened to Luther on the other side of the county?
What happened?
Well, he don't got no electricity yet. And
he
were down at Johnson Mercantile, and he got himself one of them inflatable snowmen.
How's he going to make that work?
Well, he was laying out on the lawn all night. Blow it up! Keep blowing into it!
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's going to be okay, though. He gets out of the hospital tomorrow.
That man going to be winded.
Yeah, he was winded.
Had to pull him out of the snow.
That weren't a good idea, I'm telling you. So where are you going for Christmas dinner there, Sparky?
We're going down the lodge.
Well, that's a good idea. They always have good stuff down at the lodge.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to the lodge.
You know, they gather up all these canned and food drives and bring them down the lodge.
At work.
It's free.
That's a good, quick way to
get it. What about all them homeless, starving people with them killings that ain't got no shoes on?
I guess they can come down to the lodge if they like, because that's where the food's going to be.
Well, now that you're
right.
Now you county commissioner, you get to make a lot of them rules there, Spock.
Well, we send out invitations. We only have two homeless people that live in the county.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So we'll invite them over.
And Harold's bordering on the third one.
Uh-oh.
That didn't sound good there, Sparky.
But that ain't news.
Oh, that happened just about every week around here.
Every week, and then it all comes back around again.
I better not tell her that story I told at the lodge then.
No, that's not a good idea at all there, Spark. We got to save that for another time.
Save your hide, buddy.
I hear music.
I hear music, too.
That must mean our time here is up, folk.
I don't hear anything.
That boy, he starts singing. We're either coming or going.
I'm just breathing hard.
And we's already here, so we must be going.
That's right.
Well, folks, thank you for stopping by. We're sorry about the rat eating the string on the tin can.
It just happened.
And he knocked over the thing, and Leroy ran into the electric stair, and it was disconnected us, and next thing you know, we're gone. Poof!
It just happened.
Yeah. But we got it all figured out. We're glad y'all come back. We's gonna have lots of more fun stuff next week, and maybe some new Christmas carols, carburetor county style. You never know.
We've got to add to our album.
Yes, we does. Yes, we does.
Maybe we get Sparky to cut one for us.
Don't say cut around Sparky.
Don't do that.
Uh-oh, I forgot.
Trust me on that.
You two are the best singers.
That's bad, bad news when you say that around him down at the lodge.
It's true.
Anyway, folks, thanks for stopping in. Say goodnight to the good folks, Sparky and Beauty.
Good night to the good folks, Sparky and Beauty.
Good night, Miss Beauty.
Night, Spark.
And good night, folks. Till next week. This is Harold. This is Speedway City, damn it. You come back now. Give me some more of that dog, honey.
Yeah, I'm sitting here still on the cat daddy. Sorry.
Good cat daddy, I'm telling you.
Sorry about the stain.